High Hotel in Cincinnati? Well, tell me this. How close do you think you were to God when you were there? Were you closer than you are right now? 5 or 6 miles? I don't know. I'm going to read a story about some people who thought they could build a building to get close to God. And it's after. It comes a little bit after. You know about the story of Noah and the flood and the big boat that he built? And the boat, everything dried out, and the boat ran aground, and they got off the boat and went on living their lives, right? And so here's what the story says. After the great flood, Noah and his sons farmed the land and planted vines. They had children, and their children had children. And soon there were so many people that some families had to move away to find fresh grass for their animals. But still, they all spoke the same language, and everyone could understand each other. It was very easy for them to plan and work together. Some of them settled in the plains of Babylonia. They learned to make bricks and bake them hard to make them strong. They discovered how to use tar to hold them together. Now they could really build. One day someone said, "Let's build ourselves a city, and let's make a great tower, the tallest that has ever been built, and then we'll be famous." Everyone agreed that this was a good idea, and soon they were all hard at work. They began to build the Tower of Babel. God watched them at work, and he saw the walls growing higher and higher. He saw the people getting bigger and bigger ideas. And he knew that this would lead to trouble. They were beginning to think that they were gods. So God didn't wait until the tower was finished. If the people spoke different languages, they would not be able to understand each other. It would be more difficult to work together. So God mixed up their languages and scattered the people to different parts of the world. North, south, and east, and west they went. Some settled on the coasts and islands at the eastern end of the Mediterranean Sea. Some made their homes in Egypt and Africa. Others went to Assyria and Arabia. The families descended from Noah grew into great nations, each in its own country. And every nation spoke a different language. Never again were they able to work and plan together so easily. And whenever they remembered how they had come to speak of Babel. Whenever they talked of the great Tower of Babel, they remembered how they had come to speak a great Babel of different languages. You see how confused they look when they talk to each other about their plans? Yep. Have you ever tried to talk to somebody who didn't speak the same language as you? It's not easy, is it? No, it's hard to make plans. But if God thought it was a good idea, in a minute, if the grown-ups are going to hear a story, and if you stay in church, you're going to hear a story about how God put all that back together so everybody could understand each other and work together for Jesus. Okay? So let's say a prayer. Some of you were here when I was here before. You don't remember how we did this. I'm going to say some words. You say amen. Okay? Dear God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for helping me be close to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Genesis 11.